Hello, what's good, guys? Welcome. Today's like short video about some topics we're gonna discuss today. Topic discussion. I'ma call it. I don't have a title for it. And today's or right now's topic discussion we're gonna discuss is about image or identity or persona or personality, whatever people call it, that people carry on themselves, that people have in society, the day they live by. Like, it's like a structured thing you live by every day. What you do, what you eat, what you don't eat. Today, to talk about this topic, to kind of give us an explanation about what an image and stuff is, our very own Mr. Joe Benicia here is gonna discuss what an image is. Mr. Benicia.
Hey, man. I'm out here eating Subway.
Eat fresh. But I'm out here eating snakes.
The topic of image is very interesting, actually. The word person is really to do with the word persona, which if you do a study on that, you realize it actually means a mask.
So I was right about persona, identity, image. Oh, okay. Persona means mask.
It's a mask. So I always... When people say, what do you mean by a mask? So, the way I see it is this, is that every individual is wearing a specific mask. And that mask is what they're calling today their identity.
Everyone wearing a mask.
Everyone.
Even you.
Bro, you have to wear
even
something.
Even me.
You have to wear something.
Even I. Oh, everyone.
Like, think about it. A new baby actually cannot differentiate what's taking place in the world, inclusive of who they are. So they can't separate the happening of everyday life and how much of the happening is actually done by them. They think it's all one big cycle. So another way of saying it is that when a baby is new and brand new and born, the baby actually knows nothing about his name. The baby doesn't know the race. The baby doesn't know nothing about culture. The baby knows nothing about ethnicity, he knows nothing about belonging to a certain community or group. All this stuff is different mask we've given the baby to wear. Yeah, the purest form of a child is in its innocent infant state. Is very innocent, if I can say, in that sense, meaning that the child actually knows nothing about all this identity, right? And as a child starts to grow in the first 7 years of their life, we actually are the one that are spending time programming the child.
When you say we, what are those we factors?
So these we factors, a large part of the programming definitely comes from their circle of family.
So that circle. So this is, so family one.
Yeah, family. So, and we talk about community.
Community.
So that's like... about what's going on around the country.
Okay.
And so forth. And I always had to say, and this is a say that I've been saying for years, that if you want to understand the problem happening in the world, have a look at different continents and what issues they're dealing with. And if you want to understand the issues happening in a continent, have a look at individual countries. If you want to understand the problem the country is having, have a look at the communities within those countries. And if you look at the community within those countries, it will give you an insight. And if you look at it, you understand the problems that's happening with families.
Oh, so like there's a big...
It's a whole down. And it doesn't end there, right? Because if you look at families and you're wondering what's going on with families, have a look at the children and how the children are behaving and acting. And if you want to understand what's going on with the children, have a look at the mothers. Because a large portion of what children are coming is actually coming directly from mothers, because mothers are protectors in that sense. And if you want to understand what's going on with the mothers, have a look at the fathers. So, it's a chain reaction.
So everyone's image, personality is kind of integrated, interconnected.
It is. And most fathers have issues because they had some also father issues when they were growing up. They didn't have anybody teaching them how to be a father. So that means they affect the mothers. The mothers affect the children go and affect the community. The community affects the nation, kindingi.
That's simple. He made it sound so simple. How that the major issues, everyone's identity, the reason why people behave the way they behave, the way they carry themselves, the way they act, the things they choose to believe, things they do, what they don't do,
yeah,
is all just based around their masks, and which is, or their identity or their image, which is basically made up or have been created throughout the growing up stage.
To it the is children. The first 7 years. That's really where the mask is being
like
solidified.
A foundation of their personality, yeah, and the person, how they challenge and tackle the world is created.
The child's brain is actually very interesting. If you do a study on that, you realize, neurologically speaking, the child's brain, as they're growing, they actually they're developing their frontal lobe, which is the thinking center, the analytical center.
All right.
That actually knows nothing. And it's starting to make sense of life from its environment. From whatever it's taken from the environment, it's starting to be created, starting to build up, it's starting to grow up. And so if you're a parent, one of the things we can know, and we've been able to quantify this, is that one of the things a parent should be actually doing, that I believe personally, mm-hmm, I don't know what else you guys believe, but is that those first 7 years, the child is completely dependent on the parent. Yeah. So the parent has to be the child's brain. Because his frontal lobe is still developing, right?
Yeah.
He needs some sort of direction on how to think, how to reason, how to process.
So these babies don't come pre-programmed?
Nah, they don't know nothing, bro.
I've been lied to.
They don't know nothing.
No.
And so the parent is acting as the control center for the child. Because a large thing of what the child does is observe and absorb.
Alright.
Yeah, children do, 90% of what they do is observe, absorb.
I'm pretty sure most people are aware of that, right? And why is it still hard to do? Why is it still hard for you to be aware of your actions and fix it?
Because I remember even growing up as a child, a lot of people think children do what you told them to do, but that's not really the case. They do what they see because they observe and absorb.
Right, repeat that.
They don't do what you told them to do. They do what they see, right? So they're in the business of observing the surrounding and whoever is in the surrounding. And then they absorb what they see is happening in the surrounding. And so if you tell me what to do, I don't want to do what you tell me to do. I want to do what you do.
Ooh. And isn't that like still like most adults, teenagers? Like certain people, like in general, they still go off that rule, right? Look, when you tell someone, oi, do this, they don't necessarily respond. Maybe it's what are the reasons. They say, why don't you do it first and I'll do it.
Yeah, and we always like to model the way we live life from our environment. And so when the child goes through the first 7 years, I can put it this way: the first 7 years is dedicated to the parent to create a model for the child, and how they're processing, their reasoning, their thinking, the assumption process, and so forth. And then the 7 years after that, the child is not looking for friendship surrounding and community surrounding, schools and stuff, to create a model.
I see.
Of reality. But the first 7 years always has the major impact. That's where most of the impacts really does come from.
Okay, so another segue. Why do we take on image persona personalities? Is this an innate thing?
Well, in a sense, I think it's really to do with survival. Yeah? Because when the child comes in, he's got the purest form of joy and happiness. But in terms of survival, the child is not designed to be in this state of survival. And so the whole idea of the model that parenting creates, or that environment creates, was supposed to be a model that's going to teach a child how to get by day, how to survive a certain thing, how to look after themselves, how to dress themselves and live so well. But in terms of really joy and happiness, a child doesn't need to learn anything from anybody. In terms of,
is that what they're trying to protect? Is that joy, the happiness? Is that why they take on this image and masks, to kind of protect that joy, to create that joy and happiness through different people's masks? They make their masks to kind of adjust in a way to protect their happiness. You know what I'm trying to say?
I'm not sure what you're trying to say, but if I'm getting what you're heading towards, just think of it in this sense that the child is already perfect in its own. Right? When the child is born, it's pure perfection. Yeah?
All right.
But what the child doesn't have, because the child, a newborn child is divine. You can think of it as pure energy.
All right.
But in order to live in this world, the energy needs a form. Yeah? And the form needs survival skills. So the child who is purely divine has taken a form of this physical body, and now the first seven years they're first learning how to survive with this body. The child in itself is he's still pure, he's still full of joy, he's still got the holy curiosity, he's still got everything that he got from the very start. The only thing they're learning is how to make use of this body. Because they don't know how to make use of this body or how to keep it protected. Stay alive, essentially. That's the way I would describe it. Stay alive.
Stay alive, man.
That's all we're doing, man. The child doesn't need fulfillment. The child is already fulfilled. The child doesn't stress. He doesn't panic. He's not depressed. That's why most people, when they talk about their life, they always say, man, I wish I was a child again. Why? Because all the burden of the world didn't exist.
Damn, this was going to be us. This was now you made me rethink. Reinvest everyone probably watching, they're probably rethinking everything, man. All right, thank you for the short discussion on what images. I hope you enjoy it, Subway. All right, people, be back.
You enjoyed our content? Thank you. If you want more, follow us on Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, and our website for more. If you love what we do, support us on Patreon, Subscribestar, Crypto. And all links in the description below. Hey, RCTV, peace out.